click.
Attention all Magic the Gathering players. Banhammer missiles are incoming. Repeat, Banhammer missiles are incoming. Proceed to your nearest Banhammer shelter. This is not a drill. Repeat, proceed to your nearest Banhammer shelter and await further instructions. And now, Planestalkers.
Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the Planestalkers podcast, a show by casuals for casuals. I'm your host, Will Benson, joined as always by my, hey, at least I didn't have to take two takes tonight, but you sure did, Will, co-host Aramis Perez. Aramis, how are you?
I'm just going to pretend it didn't happen. So, you know, as far as anyone else knows, this is take one.
Yeah, the recording is, this is going to sound, they're going to be like, what? Two takes? That's insane.
The inside joke.
But, yeah, it's an inside joke. You definitely got to watch the live feed. But yes, we definitely have a show tonight.
Untap a keep and draw.
Wow. Okay, so we're untap, upkeep, and draw. We're definitely going to get right into it tonight. So, Aramis, how the heck are you, dude?
Kind of glad that I didn't play much standard over the last week.
I played
a little bit.
Kind of glad you didn't spend any... Well, wild cards, you get them bad, but kind of glad you didn't buy any paper decks.
Well, I mean, who's buying paper decks these days?
Steve, kind of surprised they just didn't ban Eldritch.
They kind of have.
Yeah. Literally, it'd be a very interesting question of how many mythics are left.
Well, they've only banned, like, from Eldraine, only one mythic. Everything else has been rare and uncommon.
Oh, that's true. So, but, yeah, that we've got a show, and, you know, we should definitely start our show the way we start it every week. We'd like to remind you that this episode of the Planestalkers podcast is sponsored by Kerwin's Game Store. Kerwin's Game Store is New York State's premier source for collectible card games, tabletop games, miniatures, comic books, retro video games, and toys. With their clean, open gaming areas available to everyone at no charge someday when COVID is gone, Kerwin's provides a fun and inviting atmosphere, and even though they're not hosting events, it is a great place to go and get your cards and everything you need. It's a great place for new and experienced gamers alike, with locations in both Catskill, New York, and now on the second floor, the Poughkeepsie Gallery in Poughkeepsie, New York. Kerwin's Game Store is the best place in gaming. They have a great website. You can find them at KGS Online. That's KiteGoSamuelOnline.com. And don't forget, you get 5% off any online order when you use the promo code PlainStalkers2020 at checkout. But we also want to take this time to recognize our patrons. We want to recognize our Planeswalker level patrons. That's Matt, Johnny, Bell, Anthony, Steve, Ian, Walter, George, Josh, Jonathan, Dave, and Zach. And don't forget Brian. Welcome aboard. We thank you guys so much for just being a part of the show. We really appreciate all of you. So I definitely thank you guys a ton. We had our call last week, and it was really good, and we've got some really great stuff coming down the pike for that. If you want to find out more about our Patreon program, just go to patreon.com/planestalkers, and it is on tap, and boy, do we need it. Tonight is my last 90-minute Dogfish Head IPA, so hey, down the hatch. Oh, Aramis, how the heck
good,
are you?
Good, good. You know, just tried to watch as much of the Grand Finals as I could, you know, when time permitted. Unfortunately, like, the times that I wanted to join in to watch was during the historic time, but at least that means I didn't have to watch Omnath all afternoon, so...
Oh, it was. I did watch it, and it was all Omnath the time.
I missed a lot of the Omnath, so I was happy about that, knowing full well that the bans were coming. Obviously, we're going to get into all of that in a couple of minutes here.
Yeah. Yeah, that was. I mean, it came out what? Saturday? People started realizing that the site had a page.
Yeah, there was
for
a placeholder that came up on Saturday. So it's like, well, I guess this takes all the drama out of this weekend.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that. For me, man, it was kind of cool. I actually took the family down to Catskill. You know, we wanted to do a little bit of leaf looking. We were about a week early. We're not at peak yet, but we did see some nice stuff. And really, they'd never been to Kerwin's. And we also. There's that cat store across the street, which my daughter was all sorts of about. And once we got there, she was literally all sorts of about it. As well as, believe it or not, the antique store, for some reason. They got very, very excited about the antique store. Like, we spent, like, time.
Yeah, we went leaf peeping over the weekend as well. We went to the we went to Schoharie County, and they're at peak, so it was really nice.
Which is exactly. We should have stayed up north where we are, and we were at peak here. And we went down. So I'm like, aw, this kind of sucks. But you know, on the other side of it, we got to go to Kerwin's. Oh, dude. So yeah, I bought some packs, and they talked me into a collector booster. I do not regret it. Two Lotus Cobras,
nice.
Brushfire Elemental, and I don't know if you can see it.
You can't really.
Bloodstained.
Oh,
Mire.
You got a foil Bloodstained Mire. Nice, nice.
Yes, foil exhibition. I'm like, yes. All right, so. Worth the price of admission on that.
Yeah, very cool.
So, very, and then of course my wife immediately says, "It's not like you're going to sell it," and I'm like, "No, you're right about that. I get your point, dear." But anyway, yeah, we had a nice, good old time down there, and you know, otherwise, I did watch a lot of the event on Sunday. Yeah, the band came out. You know, and let's go right into Upkeep, where we're going to talk about the show, because we've got to get into this. Obviously, the first thing we're going to talk about, our big top story, our top story tonight, you know, is definitely going to be, you know, hold on, yeah.
And now, breaking news.
Well, not yet, but yeah, I mean, obviously, we're going to be talking about the bands. A pretty good one. We're going to go through and we're going to ask some questions about it, kind of break it all down for you. That'll lead us right into our state of standard, because the state of standard has definitely changed. And then in main two, we're going to talk about Historic Brawl. I mean, it seems kind of anticlimactic, but we probably should talk about the world. You know, what is he? He's not Worlds anymore. It's
Grand,
like Grand
Finals Champion.
Poobah. He's the Grand Poobah's champion. I have no idea what it is, but yeah. Like, thank you, Wizards, for changing the name every six seconds. But this is basically the Worlds, right?
Actually not Worlds, but it's going to be the closest we get to it probably this year. Because I think Grand Finals was supposed to feed into Worlds, but I don't think they're having Worlds. So
yeah.
Yeah, this was basically Worlds.
Yeah, so so that's our Upkeep. So that's pretty much going to be our show tonight. So let's get right into main here.
Main phase.
Wow, what a day. I mean, again, Saturday night it came out, and at first I'm like, okay, whatever, sure, we're getting a ban, whatever. And then I actually went and saw that the page was, like, locked, and I'm like, oh, shit.
We're yeah, because I sent you a text, and it said, it's coming, buddy.
I think it's, and, you know, I mean, we all kind of, well, maybe not. Did we know it was Omnath? I mean, I thought it would be Omnath. I expected it to be Omnath. If it wasn't Omnath, I probably would have been somewhat pissed.
Well,
about
you
it.
Remember last week we were talking about this, and you were saying, you know, it's going to happen next week. It's going to happen soon. And I was holding out the foolish yet, you know, and naive yet still, you know, valid hope that maybe the Dimir decks were going to be the ones that sort of keep it in check, and maybe we'll be able to stave off the...
Spoken like a true control player,
you know,
maybe
friend. Try to stave off the ban hammer for at least a couple of weeks, and then, you know, the deck list came out, and I was like, oh, never mind about that.
Yeah, the minute I saw the top 32, I'm like, this is not going to
be. It was only 32.
That's just it. But the minute I saw the deck list for the 32, I was like, holy cow, 74%. I'm like... And then I was like, okay, last year, Oko was 62%. Yeah, they're going to probably do something about this one.
Yeah, this was a surprise to no one. But it's one of those situations, we talked about this a little bit off air, where it's like, you kind of like, you were right, but you were like, damn it, I didn't really want to be right.
I don't want to be right on this stuff. I feel like a broken record. I'm trying so hard not to be Mr. Negative. Like, again, you want that. That's what the Magic Historian is for. And again, I hate throwing shade at the guy, but I mean, I watched some of his stuff this week and I'm like, wow, this guy's just terribly negative. But anyway, I don't want to be Captain Negative, but stop building these damn cards and we won't have the bans. Like, this is a failure on design. This is a failure on testing more than anything else. There's absolutely no way you can tell me that at no point did somebody in testing go, wow, Omnath looks busted. Like, in a meta that didn't, that had Oko, in a meta that had Fires of Invention.
Once upon a time.
Like, oh my gosh, fires. Okay, you know what? Maybe. All right, now you might have something. Omnath Fires deck is going to lock Omnath down. It's just going to give you whatever mana you want for it. But if you're running an Omnath Fires deck, okay, now you've got me a little bit in that.
It's just...
But in any event, it's still... Like, how did you not test this crap?
It's absurd. I was going through Reddit and Twitter today, and I came across a tweet from Brian Kibler that Frank Karsten retweeted and verified. He did the math on this because, you know, he's a math geek, and that's what he does. Kibler tweeted, "If my math is right, there have been more cards banned in the past 12 months than in the past 14 years combined." Frank Karsten responded saying the math checks out. "Out of all the cards banned in Standard over the past 15 years, 56% were banned in the last 12 months. We have 8 cards currently banned in Standard. 6 of them are from Throne of Eldraine."
Our Throne of Eldraine.
6 of them from one set. The last time this happened was during Urza Block. And I don't even think it was that bad. Plus, you figure Omnath, this is the fastest they've banned the Chase Mythic from a set ever. I mean, Oko was the, you know, precedent, and we blew that record out of the water. The set's only been out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's not a good look. It's not, and it definitely plays to the fact that, okay, you ran an experiment. Okay, instead of power creep, you went for power
catapult.
Like, yeah, it's just it's I get it, and again, I want to give them the leeway, the rope, whatever you want to say it, of, okay, you amp the power level just to see what would happen. We've seen what happens. Your game goes to hell, okay? And at the end of the day, as much as you may want to think of this as a baseball card collecting thing where we just collect the cards, we play this game, okay? It's about the game, and if you break the game, then you're going to lose the players of the game. And I don't care. I'm a content creator. I've been in this, you know, I've played Magic off and on since day one almost. At the end of the day, though, you know, it's getting to the point where it's not as fun. I logged into Arena twice last week. I don't plan to log into it much this week. Like, it's just, it's not fun anymore.
Well, and this, you know that I don't normally like to wear the tinfoil hats. This does feed a lot into the current theory, and, you know, a lot of it sort of bores out.
The five-year plan.
They're taking the Konami route with Yu-Gi-Oh!, where they print the broken stuff just long enough to sell a bunch of packs, ban the crazy stuff, go on to the next set, print something else broken, sell a bunch of packs, ban the broken stuff. Because you look at Eldraine, bunch of stuff banned from there. Uro was banned, you know, it took a little while for Uro, but he was ridiculous immediately. And people, and like, somebody posted a picture saying, you look at these 2-3 mana Simic cards that were banned in Standard. Which one do you think is the problem? One of them was Uro, the other one was Rogue Refiner. I mean, come on, it's not even a competition here. And then you see Omnath, and it's not even, like, yes, Theros was definitely a step backwards from Eldraine, but...
Which is good.
You know, Uro, like, is in another galaxy.
It is. And it wasn't a face card. Like, you could have banned Uro before now. I give you Omnath. Banning Omnath, it took a lot. It had to take a lot. The dang thing is sitting on every collector booster, which tells me they've probably almost sold out of collector boosters. Like, they've got to be getting down to the end of those. Usually collector boosters sit around for about what?
Well, these are print to demand for a certain amount of time. So, you know, as long as they're selling, they'll keep printing. But the thing is too is that this set has the extra twist of having expeditions and fetch lands in them. So even though Omnath is still banned, collector boosters still have a reason to be sold. So the most money can still be made because they can be like, well, people aren't going to buy draft boosters and set boosters anymore, but the collector boosters still have lots of goodies in them, so they'll still buy those.
Yeah, and I understand them.
And I hate having that take, by the way. Hate it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Again, I'm not happy that I was right. Like, I don't want bans. I remember when they started the ban train 2.5 years ago when they nerfed energy and they got rid of Aether Revolt and or not Aether
the
Revolt,
Rogue Refiner,
Attuned with Aether, Rogue Refiner. For some reason, the little dinosaur that shut off tokens. And I remember looking at that in Ramanat Ruin and going, this kind of doesn't make sense, but I get it that you have to kind of nerf energy a little bit.
And that also felt excessive at the time.
And we'd kill for energy now. We'd be like, hell, energy, this is great.
And you remember, too, when that ban came down, we were like, holy crap, they're really laying the hammer down. They're really fixing the format. This is a huge, excessive ban. They're just taking, like, Ramanat, you know, the Rampaging Ferocidon didn't even do anything. The poor little guy. And now we're here, and every set gets something banned, it feels like. It's happened. Every single set. Yeah.
Well, right now, 21 doesn't have anything banned yet.
No, Core 21, as far as I can recall, doesn't have anything banned yet. I mean, and there's nothing.
Thrones,
there's nothing from
Thrones got bannings out the ear.
There's nothing from Ikoria that's banned in Standard. They have stuff banned in, like Commander and things like that, but it's just they need to if they're trying to sell packs and that's their primary concern, they need to tell us. Because it changes the way the game is perceived. It changes the way people, you know, consume the product.
And it's going to...
Oh, absolutely, if it hasn't already.
Because here's the thing. It's... You don't have paper events right now. Nobody is playing paper. And that was my wife that disappeared.
Melting into Omnath.
You melted into
Omnath. Locus of the Green Screen.
Yes, if you want to disappear completely, just always wear green. Anyway. Oh, I'm number one. She said I was number one.
Wow.
Yep, that's what she said. I'm number one. So, at the end of the day, though, I forget where I was going.
Something about bands.
Yeah, the bands, like... Omnath, Lucky Clover, and she'd get to the wild... Omnath. Shit. God, I was on a good roll, too. I hate it when that happens.
Well, regardless.
You were... Throne of Eldraine is just... Oh, kind of worried about the next set.
Me too. Kaldheim...
We're all kind of worried about the next
block of sets, really.
And that's part of it, too, is that I was reading an article that somebody put up that said, is this a result of them moving away from block sets? In that... If you had, like, Amonkhet block, they were able to kind of space out the power. Like, Godfarrow's Gift had a card in that Godfarrow's Gift was printed in Hours of Devastation, but it had a card that called for it in.
Yeah, and they've done that before.
Right. And I think there might be something to that. That there might be something to the. We're moving away from. Like, again, imagine if we had had two blocks in Zendikar. Mm-hmm. And maybe Lotus Cobra gets printed this time, and Omnath gets printed next time. And I mean, it still would have.
If the cards were the same as they were, that still would have been bad. I think what might have ended up happening is maybe they take away one of the triggers for Omnath.
Right.
Maybe the last one that deals damage. I mean, even though that's like that feels like the least. Not like the least powerful one, but the one you worry about the least, because it's all the free mana and card draw that you worry about and the life gain.
Yeah, and that's just it. If you look at what's banned right now, it's all about card draw and life gain
and mana
and free stuff. You know, it's like Lucky Clover. Okay, you know what? I'm glad they went ahead and did that. I mean, yes, we're all talking about Omnath, but here's the thing: if they had just banned Omnath today, everyone and their mother would be playing Adventures.
Yeah,
everyone and their mother would be pissed. Because Clover's ridiculous.
They were proactive here. I will give them credit for this.
And I'm appreciative.
Yeah, they were proactive on not only Adventures but also Ramp, because they took out Into the Wilds, Escape to the Wilds, which I wouldn't have seen. I didn't see that one coming. I didn't see that one coming because I knew, you know, it's a powerful card, but
it wasn't seeing play until
it wasn't Omnath. Seeing play until Omnath.
It really was.
But it was also when that happened, it was broken wide open. I mean, I would say,
yeah,
I'm more surprised that they banned that than if they had ended up banning the ultimatum instead.
So does I am surprised. Well, I'm not, because the ultimatum is still Jeskai.
No, that awesome ultimatum was Teemer.
Oh.
There is a Jeskai Ultimatum, which, but the Teemer one was the one that was being played, because that was...
I thought Genesis Ultimatum was what...
Yeah, that's Teemer, because the other one is Inspired Ultimatum. That's the Jeskai one. That's when it deals 5, you draw 5, and gain 5. This one is the one you...
Oh, you're right. Yeah, this is Teemer. That's probably why they didn't. Believe me, though, it's on their radar.
I think it's less of a concern now, because it's going to be a little harder to do it, because Omnath generated so much free mana, plus the Lotus Cobra, plus the Escape to the Wilds. All of that allowed you to essentially cast it for free and then keep that chain going, and because that would also put you into another Omnath. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, exactly. Well, the thing with Escape to the Wilds is why they stopped playing Genesis Ultimatum and went to that is the land drop. Like, oh, shit.
Well, the Ultimatum allows you to play lands as well.
Doesn't allow you to play a second land.
No, it's any permanent cards.
Oh, yeah.
So if you had 5...
Yeah, but you are assured. You're usually assured with one with Escape.
Well, either way, it's 5 cards either way. So, yeah. But still, I think the biggest difference was that Escape to the Wild lets you bank those cards for next turn, even though with Ultimatum, if they weren't permanents, they just went into your hand instead of the battlefield. So they're similar cards in that vein, where they give you access to 5 cards immediately. Escape to the Wild just said if for some reason you can't use them this turn, you can cast them next turn.
And the guys in the chat are, I mean, Bilal, first of all, love it. 420 Science, not sure who you are, dude, but welcome. He's not wrong. He's saying they should start beta testing sets on Arena. Absolutely. That we cannot count on the testing team anymore of 15 to 20 people to be testing these
You know the
decks.
Funny thing, though?
They should use the MPL.
The What's funny that? Thing is, I bet you they actually are, because remember, they have to code these cards. So I unless he means, you know, he's beta testing with real players...
He's saying open it. Yeah, he's saying open it up. Like, at the very least, I'd say, look, keep your testing team, the MPL, and whatever the secondary league of the MPL is, the feeder league.
The Rivals
there.
League?
Those people should be invited to a special beta area of Arena where they're like, here you go. You're going to be able to bust this wide open. And you keep the special, like, feeder league so that it's fair. Because those are the people that have a shot at getting to the MPL.
That's a lot of non-disclosure agreements, though.
Oh, tell you all day long.
And what'll happen is that, you know, it'll get it. Somebody will leak I'll just throw this out there. We're not going to talk about it, but there was a massive leak of Commander Legends today. So you know, it's going to happen. It's not that I don't trust everybody on the MPL and the Rivals League. It's just it's going to happen. There's going to be that one.
But they've got to do something at this point. You have to do something. Something is wrong, and
it could be their business model.
So. And that's just it. I've heard about the talk of the 5-year plan, and that Hasbro had a 5-year plan that Wizards had to double their income in 5 years. Yeah. They had to basically take where they were 2 years ago and double it in 3 years from now. Listen, I have no idea if that's a real thing. Okay. I am not going to sit here and say that this is the real thing. I am not going to sit here and say that that's why they're doing this. I have no doubt in my mind they are trying to compete with Hearthstone, that they're trying very hard to be this more powerful, or, you know, they want to move into this esport arena, but they also are not sure how to do it.
Here's how you do it. Don't compete with Hearthstone.
That's what they're trying, though. Because Hearthstone does all this
But don't compete
shit.
With Hearthstone, because you know. Hearthstone is a different... completely different platform, because if a problem shows up on Hearthstone, they can just patch the problem card. Because this has a paper element, there's an inherent, you know, rigidity with how this game is done.
Oh, you're not
so
wrong.
they can't if they want to be an esport, they can't look at what Hearthstone is doing. They have to look at what made Magic popular in the first place. The professor talked about this. Stop trying to be Hearthstone, be Magic. You are the oldest TCG for a reason.
We started it all, okay? And that's what nobody remembers, is that Magic existed before Pokemon, before Yu-Gi-Oh!, before...
Those two are the only ones that were left from the original batch.
Right. Like, the end of the day, okay, you're not wrong, but the fact is this, too, is that because Blizzard... And really, I mean, Hearthstone is Hearthstone for one reason. WoW. Mm-hmm. Like, Hearthstone started because of WoW. All right, you know, and... Let's face it, okay, that was a juggernaut. And, Wizards missed the boat on jumping into the
Esports.
Jeepers. MMO. They missed the boat jumping into MMOs. the massive multiplayer online. Okay, because a Magic MMO would have been fantastic 10 years ago. Even 15 years ago, an MMO of Magic would have been great. Now, it's white noise. You know, at this point, you can't do it. Don't even bother. Don't even try.
They got that Magic Legends game that is somewhere in alpha still.
Yeah.
Who knows when that ever comes out.
It's really... And I think that's part of it. And I'll say this, okay? They may be under a mandate by Hasbro to double their profits. Okay. However, all right, and there are people out there that are raging about this going, well, that's what's causing this. Understand this. That is a corporate mandate in America, period. If you are a business unit, your five-year business model, if you're a profit business, is usually to say where we are now in 5 years, we want to be at 200%. That's not an unreasonable amount of growth. That's 28 point something percent.
And I would say most of the time it doesn't happen.
Yeah, it doesn't happen. So I don't subscribe to this five-year plan thing. I think it's far more likely that Mauro and the guys in design are taking advantage of the wet cement that Arena provided, that esports provided, to try new things and to make new decisions and to push the envelope a little bit. Because again, the game is 25 years old. And a lot of this is a reflex of the 25th anniversary set. The ultimate there, the anniversary set was underwhelming. Not many people enjoyed it because it was so, like, it was very a little bit underpowered. It really didn't have a focus. And it could lead people to say, well, maybe Magic is getting tired. Maybe it's time to start, you know, dimming the lights a little bit and moving ourselves. And I could see Mauro and the guys going, no, there's something. We could do some more here. We have a lot of it. We have a lot of gas left in the tank. We want to try this thing and that thing and this thing and that thing. And maybe somebody said, you know what? Fuck it. Go for it. Absolutely. Give it a shot. And so they are.
I've said this a million times already, and I'll repeat it again. I have no problem with them going too far and having to correct by banning things rather than being underpowered and having to push things up to meet a certain expectation. I am glad that they're trying new things. I wish that we ended up not being the beta testers in that respect. You know, like Companion, Escape, you know, with the power level of some of these mythics, with just all these different product lines that are coming out. I'm glad that they're pushing the envelope. I feel like they are going a little too far. Like if they pushed the dial to about 11 or 12. And said, okay, that's a little bit too much. Let's bring it back down to 9 or 10. That's fine. But they're over here on like 17, 18, something crazy like that. And it's like, guys, you got to hit the friggin' brakes. Do you even remember where the brakes are?
420 Science, I don't know about Croxy yet. I mean, we're going to talk about that. I mean, maybe we should pivot to that. We're talking about the band still we're blue in the face. This is not a bad thing, okay? These were cards that were troublesome, obviously. Yes. And it makes me sad that, in a way, I mean, yesterday's World Finals or Grand Finals, again, whatever the hell they're called, it almost has a freaking asterisk on it.
They're meaningless.
Because it's like, yeah, you won it, and then the next day... Austin, great. Thanks a lot. By the way, we banned your entire.
Because normally these tournaments would be the type of thing we're saying, okay, it was like NASCAR back in the day. The car that won on Sunday was the car that sold on Monday. The deck that won over the weekend was the deck that was hot the following week. Now, with it.
And they used to package it. I remember when they used to package that deck. Like somebody would win and they'd
Oh, the World Championship
deck.
Decks. Yeah, the old World Championship
decks.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, those were.
I remember
amazing.
Trying to build the old what the heck was it called? It was a red deck that Kai played. Had the Covetous Dragon and the Wildfires, all that artifact mana.
Holy crap, Aramis. What the hell are the Challenger decks going to be now?
Well, that's a good question.
Holy cow.
Cuz they normally develop these things pretty far in advance.
They've nerfed Ramp. They've nerfed Adventures. And they already did Adventures last year. Holy shit. It's going to be Mono Red.
They did Mono Red last
week,
last year.
Yeah, but they do Mono Red every year. But, let's,
It's a good question.
Well, I have no idea. It's a very good question.
They could do Dimir Rogues. Like, they could do Mono Green. They could do They could do Rakdos mid range, and I don't know, three color.
Well, let's kind of pivot to that. Let's go to the second part of our main one here, because we want to talk a little bit about, you know, what's next. What's next our combat. So let's talk about the state of Standard. Because Standard obviously has now, again, I feel bad for Austin Berkovich, who won yesterday, and he won pretty well. I mean, to be quite honest, he came in from the loser bracket and he cleaned it. I mean, he almost went to game three on a lot of his matches. I was watching it and he was struggling,
right?
And you know, but it was still good, clean play. He was making the right decisions. He was really playing very well. I mean, he was so patient in some regards. I mean, that he knew there were times where he had a card that could respond to something, and he, for some reason, knew enough to hold back on what he needed, because you could see Autumn's hand at that time, and they had something that would have just ran away with the game. Austin had the counter for it. Autumn plays something. Austin let it go. I'm like, you know, it was good Magic yesterday. It was good to watch, and the programming was better. They definitely have worked on, everybody had like uniform backgrounds for the people doing, you know, the commentary, and it was a much better broadcast.
They did better, yeah.
But the state of Standard right now, I don't know.
Well, like, I mean, there have already been some analysis that has been done, because people were expecting this. I think a lot of people were expecting Omnath and the Clover. Maybe not so much Escape to the Wilds. But there's a lot of decks that are already out there. Some of them were already around over the weekend. So,
right. Well, I mean, here's the thing. Autumn was not running.
Then that's one of the decks that people are saying will probably emerge.
Gruul Adventures might be.
And Adventures in general isn't necessarily going away because it lost Lucky Clover. It lost a huge amount of extra value and grindability.
It was a lot.
It lost a lot of value, but it's still a viable. It's still a viable strategy because it didn't necessarily need it 100% of the time to win.
No.
It knocks it down a very significant peg, but I think it's still a very competitive strategy.
Well, I mean, what Autumn did, what they were doing with it was quite good, is they were actually playing it. It was Adventures, but it was also Mutate. So there was a lot of mutating going on. They had Gem Razors.
They had Embercleave as well.
The Kazandu Mammoth, and they had Embercleave back there. So there was quite a bit of, you know, it was fun to watch. I felt bad. I mean, Brushfire Elemental was a better card than I think any of us gave
it. I love that card in Limited, yeah.
Oh, it's a great card even in
Constructed. Yeah, kind of reminds me of the Red Slith from Mirrodin. There was a mono-red deck back then that ran the Red Slith, and that whenever that dealt damage, you got a +1/+1 counter. This is kind of similar in that it's just, you know, it's hasty, it can't be blocked, it gets bigger when you drop a land, so it's really good.
So there's still other decks out there. The Croxa deck, and I swear, 420 Science is going to be jumping up and down here if we don't address this. The Rakdos midrange deck, it's nice to see midrange back. It's, you know, according to, and again, MTG Goldfish's numbers at this point are completely irrelevant because they've already taken out all the Omnath stuff. So all the numbers are skewed.
Yeah, I wouldn't look at MTG Goldfish for about a week.
Yeah, so, I mean, but their second best deck right now is Rakdos Midrange, mainly because I think it was in the top 32. It was in that event. Dimir Control and Dimir Rogues, very similar decks with different focuses. Yeah. I think Control is going to do better than Rogues because without Omnath and without the power that comes from that, without the Lucky Clover, Mill is a strategy. And really, the Dimir Control deck is
one of the flavors. I'm not sure if it's the Rogues or the Control. I have to look more into it. But one of them has kind of basically, it's like, if I can't kill you this way, I'll just mill you out.
Yeah. So, I mean, or it's a Rogues too, but I mean, mainly.
A lot of the Rogues mill anyway.
I'm not going to let you cast anything. Yeah. Yeah. So, it's going to be an interesting meta here going forward. I think there's an event, not this weekend, but next weekend.
I'd have to check.
Mono Red is still hanging out because hello.
Yeah, nothing changed with Mono Red.
Not really. They, except they got the Weaselback Red Cap is their they've worked that in.
Yeah,
a lot
and
of
basically
them.
The biggest change is going to be you're not going to be main decking the Embereth Shieldbreakers anymore because you don't have to worry about Lucky Clover.
No,
you might see a couple.
Actually, this makes Phoenix of Ash.
Yeah, and you might have to you might see those in the sideboard because of for like Embercleave hate. But yeah, otherwise it's there's no change to the deck. It's still, you know, it's still a good strategy. I like the fact that there's control decks that might actually show up now because it's
well, people are talking about. People are talking about Esper Doom.
Esper Doom. You could do Grixis control, Dimir control. I mean, just because the biggest thing that was holding control back wasn't Omnath, it was Clover.
It was Clover. And that's just it. I think we're going to see... It does. That's just it. This is a good banning. Yeah. For once, it's a
didn't
good
I,
banning.
Didn't I mention this last week? A good standard is a standard where you have aggro, mid-range, control, and combo. And it looks like we might have all four... After the bans, because it kind of looked like that at the beginning of the week last week, but then Omnath was like, "I was just taking a break, guys. Don't worry about it."
And again, I called that. I'm like, "No, those numbers are."
I know,
wrong.
And I was
nervous. I'm like, "That is not."
I was hoping that maybe this was a correction. You know,
I'm definitely gonna take the applause on that one because that.
But
was,
you don't like it though.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like it, but yeah. I was glad to be right. I like you.
It sucks.
I'm a big fan.
It sucks that we have to have so many bans in the last year.
It does.
And I know we keep going back to it and beating this poor dead horse again.
But there you are. I'm right there on the board, man. I got my soundboard all set.
On the ball.
Yeah, but I mean, I think we're going to see all of the decks.
Yeah, all of the archetypes are viable again. It's
they're going to get better, and things are going to change. The field's going to
open a brand new standard.
Now, I mean, this is going to bring us into our combat because, you know, we should talk about this because it's possible, and already people are talking. So,
combat phase.
All right, so combat. We wanted to talk about what's next. Do we think there'll be more bannings now? Do we think that Wizards is going to be like, we haven't done enough? You know, what do we think is next, if any? And, I mean, it's not just that. I kind of want to also talk about what do we think people are going to bitch about? Because, I mean, I put a meme I created up on the web today, which people found hysterical. And it's basically the NFL draft saying, you know, with the Omnath banning and Adventures being nerfed, you know, Embercleave, you're on the clock. Because my thinking is, my personal opinion is, here's what's going to happen. People are going to bitch about Embercleave, and then they're going to bitch about Rogues. It's already kind of starting the mill. First of all, mill automatically makes people pissed off. You're like, you know, I got to play a 100-card deck. Yeah, you're going to have to play a 100-card deck. Shut up. Yeah. But people are talking already about it, and then they're like, Embercleave, why didn't they tag Embercleave? Well, because it's not in every single freaking red deck. It runs in a lot of red decks, but it doesn't run in every.
People were complaining about Bonecrusher Giant.
I know, and it's like, for God's sake, people, we don't have Lightning Bolt.
And it's not even Shock.
You know what? You can take you can take the Giant if you give me my Bolt. Until you give me my Bolt, shut the hell up. I mean, my thinking is, what's next? I think eventually the crowds are going to cry, and it's either going to be Embercleave. 420 thinks it's going to be Kroxa. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure if mid-range falls to control, and with the renewal of control now, I'm not sure how long Rakdos mid-range is going to hang. Mid-range is only as good as the creatures you can get on the field. And if you can't get them out on the field, well, then, you know, Kroxa, sure, it can be escaped, but that can still be countered. And then you've also taken out half your deck. So, or half your graveyard. So, but if I was to lay anything, I wouldn't be surprised if in the next round of bannings, we'll see Embercleave. And mainly because there's going to be crybabies out there.
I don't think so. I disagree. I don't think Embercleave is a big enough problem that it's going to need to be banned, at least until...
Neither do I, but it's still
I don't think it's going to happen. I'll go so far as to say I don't see it happening before before it rotates. I don't think it's going to get banned. I really don't. I think that because it's an equipment that, even with the reduced cost, you're not really ever going to see super early most games. And because there is such good pinpoint removal that decks can play, I feel like this is an easier thing to deal with than some of the other problems we've had in Standard. Kroxa definitely won't get banned, because the difference between Kroxa and Omnath and Uro was that Uro drew you a card and ramped you. Kroxa discards cards and bolts your opponent if they don't have anything good to discard. If they discard a non-land, or if they don't discard non-land, they take 3 damage, or they lose 3 life. And it's a cast trigger like Uro, so countering it doesn't always work.
I could see Embercleave if a token deck comes out there that goes wide turn 2.
It'd have to go super wide on turn 2, and I don't think...
It wouldn't have to go very super wide. By turn 2, if I cast a creature turn 1, turn 2 I crash a token that does, say, 2 or 3 tokens. On turn 3, I can cast Embercleave.
They're not going to print something that costs 2 mana that generates more than 1 token. I don't ever see that happening.
They did with the vampires. Oh, no, wait.
That was 4.
That was 3 mana.
That was 4.
Was it 4?
That was 2 and a white, 2 white and a black for the call to the feast or whatever, because they made 3/1/1 vampires.
Yeah. I thought it was 2. All right, or 3, I'm sorry. I mean, it's just going to be... Yeah. Again, I'm not saying it deserves it. I'm going to say that people are going to be like,
because here's the thing, if you generate multiple tokens, it only gives +1/+1. So it's not like it gives +X/+X. If it was doing...
Right. But no, it's being able to
cast
it.
Being able to cast it early, yeah, but then, I mean, you know,
you
nuke the creature they try to attach it to. Maybe you play some artifact hate out of the board, or you're able to counter it. If you're playing blue, there's negate, you know, so it's able to be countered.
I used to love countering.
Yeah, so it's...
Like, you know, and people walked into it every
time.
If it gave more than
+1/+1 to go along with the trample and the double strike, I would absolutely say yes. This will need to get banned at some point if a go wide strategy like that really takes off. I mean, mono red kind of does that already, but it's sort of a different thing.
It's not like if it was like mono, if it was Gruul, something in Gruul that created it.
I don't see it. It's powerful.
Scoot's one.
They don't really care about Embercleave. They just kill you with the 18,000 tokens. Making one of the tokens a 2/2 isn't going to change anything. That doesn't change the math.
Well, 2/2 double strike.
Ooh, I'm scared.
Or if it's mutate,
if they mutate something onto it,
Scoot Swarm.
Yeah, but
deck.
Even then, you're wasting a lot of resources on that, and then you just kill the mutated creature in response.
I mean, I hope they don't.
I really don't think they will.
I think it's one of the best cards in the. I think it's one of the best cards in the set. I mean, and again, you know what? Maybe this is something to talk about here. It's like, look, guys. Okay, we're all Magic fans. You have to realize there's going to be a best deck. Now, there could be a couple of best decks, or it should be like paper, rock, scissors. Okay, the problem we've had is not that there's a best deck lately. It's that there's so far and away a number one freaking deck. Like, there's the number one deck, and number two is, like, way the hell back
there. Yeah, number two might as well be, like, number 14.
Yeah, I mean, that is the problem. Okay, it's not that there's a best deck. There should be a best deck. You know, a lot of decks got a bump. Mono green, mono red got a bump. Gruul Adventures got a bump. The Dimir Rogues or Control, whichever way you want to roll. Esper got a bump. Like, all of these decks got bumps. And here's the thing. I feel sometimes that Arena stifles innovation because we're so quick to quote unquote break the code and find the best deck that once you find the quote unquote best deck, there aren't a lot of people out there that go past that. They're like, oh well, I'm just gonna play this.
And I think that has a lot to do with the laddering system and best of one. Because before with Magic Online, you know, you had leagues and you had individual challenges and things like that. You played 3 or 5 rounds and, you know, your ranking was based off of your win-loss rate overall. Now with the way that they do qualifications through Arena, with the, you know, getting to Mythic and then being a certain rank in Mythic and best of one and all of that nonsense
and wild cards and not using real money to
I think that
you can't trade.
I think the grindy nature and the need to win to maintain Mythic or get to Mythic or whatever it is has, like you said, it's stifled some of the creativity. And I see a lot of this in Limited as well, especially on Arena, where it frustrates the hell out of me where there's no best of three ranked option in Limited when it doesn't make any damn sense to me. There should be, because there's best of three ranked and constructed, and if you're testing a constructed deck, you're doing best of three. Yep. Thank God, best of one standard never took off as a competitive format for Pro Tours and whatever. Oh, good Lord.
The first invitation.
Ugh.
Where what's his name there? None of us can remember his name, but he was like the freaking, like, he was like an Overwatch player that just somehow, he spiked
Amaz?
It.
Was it Amaz?
No, he had like a weird name, though. It was like, Savan or
yeah. I know who you're talking about, but yeah, because
he won the Mythic Invitational. None of us.
He doesn't play Magic anymore. Or at least not Arena or competitively.
And that's the shit. It's like yeah, best of one does that. But if I was to say what's next, okay, obviously I'm not going to say there's targets, but the cards that are going to have quote unquote targets, if you have to put one, is I'm going to say Embercleave. I'm going to say okay, you've got a point with Kroxa. I hope not. I think that's ridiculous. And maybe Lotus Cobra for ramp. If here's the thing. If ramp recovers from this, all right, so Euro's gone, Omnath's gone.
Escape to the Wild is gone.
And Escape to the Wild is gone. Ramp should be...
Fair-ish.
Good. Ramp should not be tier one anymore.
It should still be decent. I mean, if the strategy is ramping into Ugin, if that's your strategy.
Yeah, that's a bit. It's going to be Ugin ramp, but that could be colorless.
There's no real colorless ramp.
You don't
ramp.
Have to go... Yeah, I know, but it's like... there's not enough... Unless it's you're playing like some sort of ramp control to get to Ugin, like you're ramping, but you're also saving up enough to counter spells with blue. I'm not sure how.
I
think ramp. I could pretty much say this. I think ramp's dead. What? I don't think ramp.
I think ban wise. I think. I hope. I pray that we are safe at least until Kaldheim. We don't know what's in store for that set, obviously. So I think we're.
Oh, I'm sure there's a Simic card that's gonna bust everything.
I think we're good.
Why the hell?
I think
not?
We're good for the end until the end of the year. I mean, I know that's kind of like, you know, really hedging my bets, but I really feel like the next couple of months might actually be a decent standard format for the first time in really a year and a half.
But it's Oko. I don't think we ever recovered.
Yeah,
from Oko.
that was the beginning really of the dark times.
Oko.
We had Okotober and then Omnathtober. Both of them started with O during October. Coincidence?
I think, yeah. Personally, I'd love to see Companion come back. I wish they would change Companion mechanic to what we thought it should be.
That's...
I still love the... I know it's never coming back, but...
Well, I mean, Companions are somewhat playable now. I mean, Lurrus and Yorion are still playable Companions because their effect is still good enough that even though you can't cast them directly from the Companion zone, they're still... good cards and good strategies to have. You could have a Yorion control deck or a Lurrus deck that uses Lurrus, if not as a companion, as something just to, you know, recur your value throughout the course of the game.
Yeah, it's being used a lot. And, I mean, it's used in Mono Black.
It's a good card. It's not a bad card. Like, if you don't look at it as a companion anymore, you could play it as a companion just to be like, I have an extra one if I need it. But it's not... That whole thing was another debacle. But I think... I would like to think that we're at the point where we can actually sit back, play some Magic, and not wonder after a tournament, is it even worth trying to get the wild cards for this deck because it's going to get nuked in about 3 minutes. But also keep in mind...
Well, again, getting Arena wild cards, I don't care. Give me the wild cards.
Yeah. That's can you...
It's when you go buy it in paper. If I had gone and bought two more Omnaths because I have two, I now have a full set of Lotus Cobras, and I was like, maybe I'll go buy some Omnaths and maybe I'll build this deck in paper. Glad I didn't do that.
But can you imagine? I mean, we talk about this a lot. Another dead horse. Could you imagine how this format would look if there was no ban list?
That's actually been happening a lot in the Reddit groups. People are talking about that. That without a ban list, everything would be balanced. That's what they're really saying. They're like, well, Oko would change Omnath into a 3/3 elk with no power. I'm like, yes, but how the fuck do you deal with her? Again, we're back to how do you deal with Oko? Mm-hmm. Like, it drops yeah. turn
And that's the amazing thing, is that when they were testing all these cards, they were testing them in this environment where once upon a time, Oko, all that nonsense was legal. And...
Well, no, by this point, it couldn't have been. Like, again, Oko was banned a year ago. They were testing this a year ago. They knew
They might have had initial testing. I mean, like, the very first yeah. versions of the card might have had Oko being legal, but there are a lot of these right. cards...
And seriously, we should do that. We've talked about it before. We should do a couple of streams with, you know, unbanned cards and see what the hell happens. I kind of wonder how an Omnath fire.
It would degenerate into an elk fest. You know that. It would be whoever gets the most elks wins. It's a damn elks club meeting. What are you talking about? We must just get the hats, go for meeting minutes, and just go from there.
You're not wrong. Why are my friends? Oh.
That's cool. Your background melted.
Hold on. Yeah, my background melted into my friends from college because I have, we're in Zoom, and I have a virtual background from Saturday night because we did a Zoom call.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Hey, gotta clear that up.
But yeah, it's...
That's weird.
It's just this last year has been nuts. I haven't seen anything like this since, you know, the last time I stopped playing Magic, and I'm glad that I'm not as invested now as I was then, because I could see myself very easily getting disgruntled.
Yeah, and so I'm looking forward to what's coming.
Yeah, I'm hopeful.
I mean, I want this to be a good season. I think Wizards needs a good season. I think that's why they did the ban list.
They need a win. They need a win real bad.
They need this. They need to stick this landing. So, with that, let's get, you know, back into...
Main Phase 2.
Okay, so, we want to go through... I mean, it wasn't just Standard that was hit today. They also went ahead and did a little cleanup on Historic, and then Brawl. You remember Brawl, right? Brawl? You know, it's a format that exists. We swear.
I've actually probably played more Brawl than Standard on Arena. Lately,
who hasn't? But so in Historic, and again, I'm not sure why they went through the suspended route. I'm kind of surprised at this, but no surprise here that Historic, they went ahead and suspended Omnath.
Yep.
And they've went ahead and kept the suspensions, making full-blown bans of Teferi, Time Raveler, and Wilderness Wreck. Again, no surprise.
Yeah, those were never coming off the suspended list. No, I don't think anybody's surprised about that.
Yeah, and then the one that was kind of a little iffy for everybody, Burning Tree Emissary, has been unsuspended.
Yay.
So BTE is back. Yeah, I honestly, they could have totally bypassed suspension with Omnath and gone for the banning. In a way, I'm kind of okay with it because I'm like, woohoo! Four more mythics coming my way in a month or two.
No, because if you get redeemed for one, you don't get redeemed again.
Oh, I thought if they banned it for
no, because remember Teferi was banned in Standard already, so you would have gotten wild cards for that today.
I did get wild cards for that. Oh no, it wasn't banned in Historic. We might get banned. I figured we'd get them today.
No, because I had four already when they banned them in Standard, and I didn't get extra wild cards.
Okay. All right, just double checking.
That'd be nice, but no.
And so, obviously, the Historic event this weekend had Omnath decks.
Stop it.
I'm like, you know what? This is what I don't get. It's like, guys, seriously, this would have been your opportunity to be like, you know, maybe I'll play a little Goblin. Well, not Goblins. Goblins is dead. You know, maybe play a little
Goblins
Black
is dead because of Omnath.
Something a little more fun. Yeah, really. Nope. They played Omnath. There was Omnath in Historic in the 32, and it makes sense. Again, you know, and the fact that they kept Teferi, Time Raveler, and Wilderness Wreck banned, I think they could have got away without banning Teferi. I still am like, listen, there are a lot of answers in going all the way back to Amonkhet, going all the way back next to Kaladesh. Mm. There'd be tons of answers for Teferi. Like, I don't think you need to ban Teferi.
Yeah. I mean, even as a control player, I'm like, all right, fine. We'll let you have this one.
Well, yeah, because you want to be able to play things on everybody
else's turn. Well, no, I mean, as a control player, you would want Teferi because it shuts off having to worry about interaction from the opponent. You can still counter their stuff.
Right, but the problem is that you also realize as the control player, you're like, if I'm playing another control player, We're just racing to Teferi.
Yeah, it's a race to Teferi, but I mean, that's what Thoughtseize is for.
Yeah. So, I definitely am like, I'm okay with it, I think. But the big one is Burning Tree Emissary. I'm kind of glad they're bringing that out. They never should have suspended that. I understand that Gruul was running away with it for a while. And it was. It was going nuts. But, I mean, first of all, they should have done this a month ago when they did the other bannings for Historic. They banned something else in Historic. And they should have done this then. But BTE, it's a good card. And it's good in Gruul, and it's useful. Mm. And you know what? It could go apeshit. It really could. Because, again, it's more free mana.
Right.
But
it really, it pays for itself. So it's
It's really what it is. So it'll be interesting to see. The other banning that they did today was Brawl. Now, for those of you unfamiliar with Brawl is... The best way to describe Brawl is...
Commander Light.
Diet Commander.
Yeah, it's Commander Light.
Yeah, it's you know, just one calorie, not commander.
It's commander with rotation and planeswalkers being allowed to be your commander.
It's a dumpster fire.
Yeah, that's about right.
Oh, Steve. Yeah, it's a little bit much. It's basically standard commander. 420 science. The only way that they think they could do it is regular. He asks in the thing, can we just get regular commander? The problem is the card
pool. Well, not only the card pool, but also the interface.
The interface and the card pool, and you need to have four people. The problem is that the card pool is just so... I mean, for Commander to work, why we love Commander is it... You know, I could play shit from...
Alpha.
You know,
yeah.
Beta. Yeah. You know, I mean, if I have one. I mean, let's not talk to Steve about his damn lands. I'm really looking forward to Commander Craft this week, because we're playing pre-cons. By the way, Commander Craft, Wednesday night, right around 7:30. Tell your friends. But, you know, Steve's got busted cards from years ago.
I used to have so many of those cards.
I know, me too. It really burns my britches. Brawl is kind of Commander for Standard, and it's okay.
It can be fun.
They banned Omnath, which to me is kind of stupid, because if you look at Omnath, it's a damn commander card. It's what it was built for. Like, it was built for
this. It's ridiculous in Commander.
Yeah. Again, Steve, you're an asshole. But, and I mean that with all love. But, Steve's been banging us with that. Well, actually, I think you won the last one.
The last one we played, yeah, I won with Zakama.
Yes. So, but Omnath being banned in Brawl, I'm just kind of like...
Eh. Yeah. I mean, like, I think I might have played a couple games of Brawl once Zendikar became legal, and I saw an Omnath deck, and I was like, yeah, okay, I'm not doing that again.
No, Omnath doesn't need to be banned in Brawl. I think it could have been dealt with.
Yeah, well, because
again,
their thing with Brawl is... They look at just how many people are playing it, and if the number of people playing it gets over a certain percentage, they just say, we're just going to get rid of it. Because they did that with Teferi, they did that with Brawl, Brawl and Brawl,
Oko,
and Omnath. I mean,
Golos.
I think
right?
I think Golos, maybe Golos too. But the thing is with Omnath is that you get all of those toys, and Omnath is always there, and he generates so much mana. You know, it makes sense. It's fine. But, you know, people don't really play that much Brawl. Remember when they pushed Brawl last year? And they printed the pre-cons?
Yeah, and they were like, this is going to be a major, major...
I mean, we got Arcane Signet out of the deal for Commander. But other than that, I mean, Brawl just kind of went... again. So.
Yeah. So, I mean... Let me ask you this. All right, so Adventures is gone. This brings up an interesting question. To go back to our combat. You know what card I could see getting
banned?
What's that? Winota may run away with this freaking meta, dude. I'm not even
kidding.
I don't
know. If the reason Winota was good last time was because there was no control. Now that there's control, and I think there's enough that because control can exist now, it's allowed to exist because they're not getting ramped out of existence or outvalued with the Lucky Clover. I think Winota will be good. Maybe even tier one. I don't think it's going to be so bad where they have to ban it, because if you're as a control player, the whole way you leverage your advantage is by knowing the meta, and you should be able to know after a couple of turns what your opponent is playing, even if they're only playing their lands. If they're not casting any spells, you should be able to be like, okay, it's either this or this. And at that point, even during the first game, you're going to start holding cards or making sure, you're sort of sculpting your strategy around what you think they're playing. And then after the first game, you just start boarding in hate.
Here's the thing, and Steve's like, there's no big humans for it. I beg to differ. Tazri, Kenrith, Hactos, my God, Basri's Lieutenant. Let me think of some more here. Kargan Intimidator. I mean, there's plenty of big enough.
There's hits. There are hits for Winota. There is a deck there.
There are some, and then the Harry makes freaking, or no.
There are decks. There's a deck there. There are enough pieces for that deck to
exist.
There's a deck
there.
I don't know how good it is.
It might go tier one.
It might go tier two. I think it's competitive. I don't think it's something that's bannable. I don't think it's that crazy right now. If Agent of Treachery was somehow still legal, then, all bets are off. But luckily that rotated out.
Oh, yeah. And that's just it. And you could even work in some of the Robin Hood card there. Robber of the Rich. I mean, now I'm taking.
Yeah, but
your stuff.
that's an attack trigger. So if it comes in attacking, you don't get the attack trigger.
True. So I don't know. It's definitely something to think about. But, the ban in restricted went the way.
This was a good ban. This wasn't the last one where they just hit Oro and you're like, guys, another five elephants in the room here.
Right. So, I mean, the other thing to talk about here before we wrap up, and we're running a little bit over, is I did want to mention, big shout out, big congratulations to, Austin Berkovich. Like, it was really kind of fun to watch. And it sucks. It sucks that his win was kind of
neutered.
Kind of basically like erased from existence. Like, if this had been next week.
I want to say big shout out to Emma Handy and Autumn Burchett.
Oh yeah, they were our last.
They did amazing with that deck that really kind of came out of nowhere, and just beat the snot out of pretty much everybody all the way up until the top eight.
Well, except Austin. Austin took both of them out from the lower bracket. He took out Emma Handy, and I mean, I watched that match. He took her out pretty handily. Autumn Burchett struggled, but I mean, game three. Austin just really had that deck's really tough to beat. And even Adam Gertler, my God, his deck was busted out loud. But again, that loser bracket, the problem with the loser bracket is it's kind of like the bye week in the NFL. It's like, in some ways, I mean, Austin's like, he was going game to 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 game. Adam had to wait like 3 hours, 4 hours between his last win and then his finals. So here comes Austin, and Austin is not fresh. He's tired, but he's already in. He's an object in motion. He's got inertia.
All that momentum. Yeah. I can see that.
And Adam's like, kind of like he's got to ramp up. So game one, I mean, wasn't even fracking close. Austin just rolled in. And I mean, it was
well,
ugly.
It's sort of like,
Adam came back game two and took it. And then it was matched, and then Austin took it in a match two because you had to take the best two out of three
matches. It's sort of like how they talk about it at the Super Bowl. There's that extended halftime, and whatever team deals with that better generally has a big advantage coming out in the second half. And, obviously, Patriots have been to a million Super Bowls in the past 20 years, and they were...
But I don't think they're going this year.
Who knows? It's still early. It's one of those things where they had been there so many times, they can say, all right, we know that... It might go a couple minutes over. This is how long it generally takes. Here's how we prepare. Here's how we do this. They had this thing all planned out minute by minute. And if with this tournament, you don't really have that. You're like, all right, I won. I've got like 3 hours to kill. Do I take a nap? I mean, luckily that he was home. Could you imagine if they were at a tournament venue having to do this? You're piddling around a convention center for 3 hours. Do I get some chicken tenders? Do I? What do I do? Do I walk around the block 10 times?
Is it going to make me poop? Like, yeah, it was, like, it was a day. So, you know, with that, you know, I think that's, you know, I think we talked about pretty much everything today, right?
The band was good. was the big one, and we definitely tried to cover that.
The band was a big one. So let's go ahead and get to
End Step.
All right, so End Step. Both Aramis and I want to remind you guys that we stream. We stream Arena, and I actually stream a little bit of Minecraft on the Planeswalkers podcast channel on Twitch. We also stream our show there. Commander Craft is now streamed there. That's our paper Wednesday night game where we play Commander against Anthony and Steve. And we are working, by the way, I'm going to just announce this right now. We're working on a second Commander Craft night. We realized that having it just be the four of us, we really like Spell Table. So we don't want to move away from that and go back to like the Zoom craziness. So we're thinking very seriously about setting up a second night, probably on a weekend. So if you have paper Commander decks that you want to play, send us an email on it. All right. We want to know if there's demand for it, we'll make it work. We could even do one this Saturday because I don't have kids. So if we wanted to try to get that out of the way. But and I think there's going to be some announcements on a second show. So coming your way. So, yeah. But we want to remind you, again, we do stream on Arena. Look up Planeswalkers Podcast on Twitch. Aramis streams there pretty often. He plays a lot of Arena during the day. I tend to stream more Minecraft stuff lately. So, but you can also follow me on Twitch at Minecrime73.
Yep, and if you do happen to want to follow my personal account on Twitch, it's ArmekWRX. Although, like Will said, most of the things that I stream are going to be on the Planeswalkers podcast channel. I stream Arena. Generally, it's been Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. Obviously, today I didn't stream because it was a holiday. My son was home from school. I'm not sure about the other 2 days this week, but if I can get them in, I definitely will. So, yeah, ArmekWRX on Twitch, Planeswalkers podcast on Twitch. If you want to follow the show on Twitter, and that's more your speed for social media, you can find our show at PlanesTalkerPod on Twitter.
And my personal Twitter is at WR Benson. Now, I mean, let's be honest, guys. I'm not on it very much. I don't tweet very much. I'm just really on there to follow my favorite band and yours, Ace of Base. I find that they're one of the best bands who have ever existed. And I saw the sign, and the sign opened up my eyes, man. So you definitely, like, I just follow them on there. That's really why I have Twitter. But you can follow me there. It's at WR Benson. But always, feel free to follow us on Facebook. We also do stream this show there, as well as a lot of other stuff. Go to facebook.com/planestalker. Don't put planestalkers, because somebody took that name. So we took that last S off, and we gave it to you for savings. And you can also find our Discord at discord.planestalkerpodcast.com.
And finally, if you want to send the show an email, either to ask Will or myself a question about the game, Arena, the show.
Or sign up for Commander Craft.
Sign up for Commander Craft on Saturday. Sign up for our Winnabox tournaments when those happen. We'll be getting ready to do the next one pretty soon for Kaldheim, so keep an eye out for that. But if you want to send us an email for any reason at all.
We might have a little info on that.
Yeah. If you want to send us an email for any reason about the show, you can send us an email at the following address, podcast@planestalkerspodcast.com.
And I want to remind you guys, I do host another podcast. It's called the Legends TV Talk. It deals with DC's Legends of Tomorrow, which is kind of on hiatus right now, which is why we're doing a lot of Minecraft. We actually have a second, we built a server. It's we're calling it Flashcraft because we do it with the Flash TV Talk guys. So you can find us on Facebook at Legends TV Talk. Our old episodes are there. And please, guys, here's the thing. We moved away from doing the iTunes review, mostly because we had like 3 winners and they never contacted us. We're not incentivizing you by giving away packs, although we could. But the fact is, it helps the show. We really want to get more eyes on the podcast. So whether or not you use iTunes, if you could download iTunes, open it, set your account up, go in and leave us an iTunes review on the show, all right, on the podcast. So you go in there, you go into the Apple Store and look up Planeswalkers. leave us a review there. It helps the show. It brings more eyes to the show. If you look up Standard MTG right now, we're the number two podcast. Okay? Seriously, guys. All right? If you get out there, and that is how iTunes works, leave a review. The more reviews we get, the more it looks like we have listeners, the more we get views and everything like that, and it grows the show. If you don't want to be a patron, and I understand not parting with money, then this is how you help the show. Please go to iTunes and leave us a review right there. But on that note, we want to thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight. We know we ran a little over, but we had a great time talking bannings and stuff. Don't forget Wednesday night, Commander Craft, 7:15-ish. We're going to be dealing with the pre-cons from the latest set. So you're going to want to tune in for that. Otherwise, we will be back here next Monday, same time, doing the show. We thank you again for listening and hanging out with us. We'll see you guys next week. And for Aramis Perez, this is Will Benson reminding you all to leave some of your mana untapped, because you never know when you'll need it. Take care and have a great week. Bye-bye.